This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Prince Philip, the tough-minded husband of Queen Elizabeth II, has died at the age of 99. AP's Karen Chamas looks back at his life.
His marriage both defined and constricted his life, placing the irascible, tough-minded Philip three steps behind the Queen in public, even if he was the head of the household in private and the dominant figure in raising four children. His life spanned nearly a century of European and British history, starting with his birth as a member of the Greek royal family in exile and ending with him as the longest-serving consort in British history. Philip once credited the Queen's amiable character for their long and happy marriage.
You can take it from me that the Queen has the quality of tolerance and abundance.
He was known for his occasionally racist and sexist gaffes. In one particular comment to activist Malala Yousafzai, who fought for women's right to an education, he mentioned why he thought children go to school.
They go to school because their parents don't want them in the house.
Philip also headed hundreds of charities and founded programs that helped British school children have challenging outdoor adventures. Karen Chamas, London.
Sports venues in Britain are marking Prince Philip's death with silences. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A two-minute silence was held at cricket matches in England's county championship and at the Grand National Horse Racing Meeting to mark the death of Prince Philip at age 99. Cricket is the sport he was most associated with as president for two terms of the Lords-based Marylebone Cricket Club, which is regarded as the guardian of the laws of the game. Philip was also an honorary member of the MCC in cricket and the Jockey Club, which owns racecourses in Britain. A silence was held before the start of racing on the second day of the Grand National Meeting at Aintree. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is